Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
What's the most important skill to possess when you're sports betting, as I like to call it, investing? Is it having the systems? Is it having discipline? Is it bankroll management? Is it controlling your emotions? There's a variety of skills you need to master in order to be a successful sports investor and really grow your bankroll and build wealth and make it a business, which most people at the end of the day, that's what they really want. I think you can agree. It's fun and all to bet big on the weekends, to bet NFL, to bet NBA. But at the end of the day, what are we really chasing? We're chasing money. We're chasing profit. We're chasing another source of income that we don't have to depend on from our 9-to-5 or from our current job that we hate. What is that number one skill that you must possess in order to really become a successful sports investor? I'll let you think about it for a second. And most people miss this because they believe it's having the skills to pick plays, the skills to pick big parlays, the skills to not chase, but they miss the big fact that what's really important in this game for you to really grow and make money is bankroll management. That's the key to success in this industry. Let me put it into perspective and an example as to why this is so important and why if you don't possess this skill, you're going to end up losing even if you hit 90% of your game. You don't want to be the guy that's hitting 90% of your games and still not profiting. So let's say you start off the week and in that week, you win your first three games. You bet $50 on each. You're up $150, give or take, depending on the odds. But you have no bankroll management skills. You want to just double your bankroll and double your profits each day or each couple of days. When in reality, no investment does that. You're just trying to get rich quick, and that's a recipe for disaster. You're up $150, give or take, and you find a play that you love. It's everything you dream of. It's an underdog. It's NFL. All of the above, and you say, fuck it. I'm going to bet the $150 I'm up, and that game loses by 1 point. It was the right play. Don't get me wrong. You made the right choice, but like anything in sports, can happen. It did happen, and you lost that game by 1 point because of some bullshit that happened. Now you're even. Rather than being up $100 or $50 because you had a unit structure, you're even. Now you're almost tilted. You're a little pissed off because you should be up, but you decided to go all in on this game that was a lock, should have won, but didn't because of some shit that happened that was out of your control. Now you're tilted and now you start betting aggressively. Instead of betting $50 where you were doing in the beginning of the week, you're betting hundreds of dollars to try to make up for that big loss because you did not have bankroll management. I know that's happened to you because it's happened to me and it's happened to all of my clients that I help out. They do not have bankroll management. They see this as just another gamble, a hobby, and then they wonder why they don't win long-term or create wealth or build their bankroll. When clients come up to me and they ask me, hey man, like, how do I get started with you and your team? You look like you do really good. I ask them, hey man, like, how long have you been sports investing for? They typically say a couple years, sometimes less, sometimes more. And I like to ask them what their bankroll was when they started and what it is today. 99% of you guys have the same bankroll. You haven't grown your bankroll and you think you're succeeding because you win a couple plays on the weekends or because you're hot with NFL. Surprise! Just because you might be good on one NFL Sunday doesn't mean you're gonna win long-term in this industry. So bankroll management is key. And I'm gonna break it into two forms of bankroll management. One of them I follow, one of them other cappers follow and it's recommended. But I'm gonna tell you guys the one I use and another strategy that works, especially if you're starting off. If you do not have a bankroll management strategy, use one of these two. And I recommend using the second one because it's the one I personally use and it's helped me get to over seven figures in bankroll. The first one is unit betting. That means you're going to bet the same amount every single game, every single play for a period of time. Typically, it's a month. At a minimum, it's 2 weeks. That means that you're gonna bet $50 every single game. So if we go back to the story that I started off this whole episode with, if you had bet that $50 on Wednesday rather than the whole $150, guess what? You'd still be up $100 rather than even, or maybe down now because of the odds. So if you have a unit betting system where you're betting the same amount each play, it's really hard to lose a lot. It's also hard for you to win a lot and win big, but you're consistently profiting, which is what you're trying to do in this industry, guys. At the end of the day, you're trying to win a decent amount each week, and in a month's term, you're trying to make enough to cover the rent, to cover your month's expenses, and potentially in the future, start seeing this as a business and it covering your expenses, and you're living your life off sports investing. But you need a strategy in place, and Unibetting is the first one that I started with. But as you start progressing, as you start developing systems and skills and processes, you want to start betting a little more aggressive with certain plays and certain sports that you really know, that you really know why you're backing them up. And that second strategy of bankroll management is called Tally Criterion. I don't know why it's called that, but it is. And it's pretty much you betting the same amount per unit, but there will be that scenario where you bet a little bit more. In my case, if you follow me and my plays, I bet either $3,000 per play or I bet $5,000 per play. On a very rare occasion, I'll have a $7,500 play. Very rare. I have those plays once or twice every quarter. Typically, I stick with my $3,000 to $5,000 play. My $5,000 plays don't happen as much as my $3,000 plays. And they typically happen when something checks off the board and I really like it. And that's how I've attained success. Out of those two betting bankroll strategies, pick one. If you don't have a system, I highly suggest you following the unit betting system. If you have some strategy, you have some skin in the game, you have experience, you know you're better at some sport than others, then try the strategy that I'm telling you to use, the one that I've been using. Once you pick your strategy that you're going to follow, pick one or the other. From there, these are the 10 steps you're going to follow in order to effectively maximize your bankroll and really grow it. The first step is setting aside a specific amount of money that you're going to start this invest with. It's an investment at the end of the day. Take some money aside from your total money and start with an account in FanDuel, Barstool, you name it, and deposit X amount, whatever feels comfortable for you. Let's say in this scenario, it's $1,000. You feel comfortable starting with $1,000, perfect. You find an account, perfect. I made a video a couple weeks back regarding accounts and different towns in different states that you can follow, and they'll help you start betting as soon as possible. So pick an account, deposit an amount. The second step from there is determining a unit size. This is key, guys. What I recommend is, let's say you start betting $1,000 in total. That's your bankroll, $1,000. You're going to risk 1% per unit. And we're gonna keep it simple. It's gonna be 1 to 5 units. That's it. And you're gonna risk 1% per unit, 5 units max. So in any given day, the most you're gonna risk is 5 units, right? You still with me? So if you have a $1,000 bankroll and you're betting 1% per unit, one unit is what? You nailed it. $10, guys. $10. And $10, your max play is going to be? Correct. $50. 5 units times 10 equals 50. So that's going to be your max play, max bet. If you're using your unit betting strategy, which is even consistent bets, then you're going to bet 3 units per play or 2 units, whatever you feel comfortable with. If you're going to use my strategy, then you're going to use units 1 through 5 units. Got it? So from there, we're going to start developing a strategy. What makes you determine that you're going to take a play for 5 units instead of 3? You have to know that and make sure you can back it up with some sort of data. Don't just guess. Don't just think that you feel something, so you're going to bet a little bit more, or because you're up, because you're down. Make sure you have guidelines in place to make you know that you're taking this play for a certain reason, right? So I've covered 3 steps. I hope you're still with me. Step 4 is setting betting limits. You're going to set how much you're going to bet per day at a maximum and at a minimum. Sometimes you're going to take a bet, and that's okay. But what you need to protect and what you need to do is set a limit of how much money you're going to risk each day in total. What's the maximum capacity of you risking those units? And it's important to determine that because Saturdays and Sundays, there's games all day. And let's say the first games don't go as planned. If you've already hit the amount of bets you've already set, you're not going to hit more than that. Then it's important not to play more than those plays. And it's going to keep you and your bankroll at a pace where you're not going up too fast, which is always a recipe for disaster, and not letting you go down too fast, which is another strategy for disaster. Set betting limits. I'm going to go over the first 4 really fast, which is set up your bankroll, a set amount of money that you're going to start betting with, determine your unit size, determine why you're betting those units, and 3, set betting limits. 5, I always preach it, and it's track and analyze all your plays. Make sure you're tracking all your plays and you know why you're taking those plays. 6, adapt your bankroll. Each week or each 2 weeks, you should be 1, taking some profits and putting them in your pocket, and number two, taking some profits and putting them back in your bankroll. That way you're seeing both profits in your pocket, which is good for your psychology, and you're also seeing an increasement in units. It's a win-win scenario there. You're seeing money in your pocket, you're betting more, you're winning more. If a rainy week does happen that you lose that week, at least you have funds that you put in your pocket that you can replenish your bankroll with, and you can continue moving forward. That's what I've been doing for the past 7 years, and it's worked perfectly. My clients use it, and it's a very effective strategy. Number 8, avoid emotional betting. Emotional betting, which leads me to number 9 as well, which is seek value bets. Avoid emotional betting. If you're down, make sure you realize when you're emotional, when you're a little on tilt and you're betting because you want to catch up, and avoid that. And on the opposite side, make sure you're betting value plays. Plays that make sense. Plays that, on average, they typically have equity. Let's put it into real estate terms. Let's say you're buying a property. You want to have equity in it. You want to buy it under the market value. So you buy it and you have some money in the game already. Same thing with betting. You want to find plays that you see it and you're like, that line doesn't make sense. That's a value play. Why is that line minus 110? It should be minus 150. That's a value play and I'm going to take it. Find value plays. The last two I've already kind of covered, but it's important you find a strategy. Very important you have a strategy in place of what you're going to pick and why you're going to take it. And you learn from your mistakes. That's the last part. You're going to make mistakes along the way. I make mistakes to this day. As I'm recording this video, it's November 6th, 2023. I just had won 7 weeks straight and I just lost $25,000 last week because I made some mistakes. And I had to learn from them. I had to sit down Sunday after the games were all done and realize the mistakes I've made, write them down, and make sure I don't make those mistakes again. You have to be able to put your ego aside and realize that mistakes happen. You're gonna make them. It's an investment. How are you going to get better? What are you going to do to improve upon the mistakes you make and not make them again this week and in future weeks to come? Learning from your mistakes is key. That's why I left it for last, because a lot of this industry, they pretend like they don't make mistakes. They pretend like they're unbeatable. And the reality is you're always going to be learning, and mistakes are part of the game to help you grow. Guys, bankroll management is the key to growing in this industry. It's the key to being successful in this industry. Without it, you're not going to succeed. It goes hand in hand with discipline. If you found this episode show valuable, please share it with your friends. I've given you guys strategies and step-by-step as how to effectively maximize your bankroll and grow it. Guys, please, please share the show. I don't run ads on this show. I don't plan on running ads on this show. And it makes sense if you guys share it, if you guys found it valuable. With that said, guys, I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll catch you guys next time.